In Pakistan, a U.S. spokesman said that pilot error appears to have been the cause of Wednesday's crash of a U.S. military refueling plane. The KC-130 Hercules slammed into a mountain as it was trying to land at a Pakistani airbase. All 7 Marines on board died. As recovery efforts and the investigation continue, squadron members at the crew's home base at the Miramar Marine Corps Air Station are trying to cope with the loss. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis has this report.
The KC-130 that crashed was part of the refueler transport squadron 352, a tight-knit group known as the Raiders. The unit has served in every major conflict since World War II. The squadron hasn't lost an aircraft in 27 years, and the accident came as a shock. Colonel Richard Alice spoke about the loss as he stood on Miramar's flight line near several of the large propeller-driven KC-130s.
I think we need to recognize that the sacrifice of the families is great. A child is going to be born. He will never meet his father. Husbands, sons, and a daughter will never return home.
The crash was the worst U.S. casualty toll in the war on terrorism. Among the dead was the first U.S. service woman killed in the conflict. About 50 squadron members, decked out in their green jumpsuits, listened to the speeches quietly. Many stood stoically, showing little emotion, but a few wept. Lieutenant Colonel Carl Parker is the squadron's commanding officer.
Some of us were very, very close with the crew members, but we all understand what our job is. We took a little emotional dip. But morale still remains high. We're still dedicated to the mission.
The Raiders have played a key but quiet role in the conflict so far. They provide in-flight refueling to helicopters and airplanes and have also hauled troops and tons of cargo into Afghanistan. Navy Chaplain Commander Ron Sturgis had to break the news of the crash to several family members and those in the squadron.
With military people, they tend to want to put forth the persona of having it all together all the time. And we tell them, hey, it's okay to be human. It's okay to hurt about this, because they are hurting.
Captain C.J. Barmonte has been in the Marine Corps for 4 years and a part of the Raiders for 9 months. He knew most of those who died and fought back tears as he remembered his fallen colleagues.
I feel mostly just really torn. Sadness would be the main thing that I'm feeling right now. I don't feel any anger towards anybody or anything like that. I just miss my friends.
But despite the loss, Captain Brian Gilbertson says the unit will press ahead.
We're all saddened, but we have a job to do, and unfortunately, you know, we don't have much time to grieve. We have to keep going.
In fact, Squadron Commander Lieutenant Parker says several service members from his unit have already volunteered to replace the aircraft and crew who died in the crash. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.